Section 5. Keeping your distance. The best protection you can have is distance, a cushion of space, all around your cycle. If someone else makes a mistake, distance gives you two things. Time to react. Some place to go. Distance in front. Following too closely is a major factor in crashes caused by motorcyclists. Motorcycles usually need as much distance to stop as do cars. How much distance do you need to keep from following too closely? Normally, you will need a minimum of 3 seconds distance between yourself and the vehicle ahead. Here's how to gauge your following distance. Pick out a marker, a pavement marking or lamppost, on or near the road ahead. When the rear bumper of the vehicle ahead passes your marker, start counting off the seconds. 1 second on, 1 second 2, 1 second 3. If you reach your marker before you reach 3, you are following too closely. A 3 second following distance leaves you enough time to stop or swing by if the driver ahead of you stops suddenly. It also gives you a better view of potholes and other dangers in the road. In some situations, you should open up a 4 second following distance. This larger cushion of space is needed if your motorcycle will take longer than normal to stop, for example, if the pavement is slippery with rain, or if you cannot see through the vehicle ahead. Keep well behind the vehicle ahead even when you are stopped. This will make it easier to get out of the way if someone bears down on you from behind. It will also give you a cushion of space if the vehicle ahead starts to back up for some reason. Distance to the side. By shifting from one portion of a lane to another, you can keep a safe cushion of space on both sides. An experienced rider changes position within the lane as traffic conditions change. Here are some conditions that require changes in lane position. Passing vehicles. When you are being passed from behind or by an oncoming vehicle, keep in the center portion of your lane. If you ride any closer to them, you could be hit by the other vehicle. A slight mistake by you or the passing driver could cause a sideswipe. Extended mirrors. Some drivers forget that their mirrors hang out further than their fenders. Something thrown from windows. Even if the driver knows you're there, a passenger may not see you and might toss something on you or the road ahead of you. Blasts of wind from large vehicles. They can affect your control. You have more room for error if you are in the middle portion when you are hit by this blast than you would if you were on either side of the lane. Do not move into the portion of the lane farthest from the passing vehicle. While such a move would open up additional space between you and the passing vehicle, it might invite the other driver to cut back into your lane too early. Cars at intersections. If a car can enter your path at an intersection, assume that it will. As you approach the intersection, select a lane position to increase your visibility to the oncoming car. Try to make eye contact with the driver and simultaneously cover the clutch and both brakes to reduce reaction time. Reduce your speed before the intersection and as you enter the intersection, move away from the turning car. Do not change speed or position radically, as that may tell the car driver that you are preparing to turn. Parked cars. When passing parked cars, stay toward the left of your lane. This lets you avoid problems caused by doors opening, drivers getting out of cars, or people stepping from between cars. A bigger problem is the car pulling out in front of you. A driver may pull away from the curb without checking for traffic behind. Even if he does look, he may fail to see you. In either event, the driver might cut into your path. Drivers making U-turns are the most dangerous. By slowing down or changing lanes, you can make room for someone cutting in. But a car making a sudden U-turn may cut you off entirely, blocking the whole roadway and leaving you with no place to go. Since you can't tell what a driver will do when he starts to pull out, your first move should be to get his attention. Sound your horn. Then continue with caution, until either the driver makes his move or you are past the car. Lane sharers. Cars and motorcycles both need a full lane to operate safely. Drivers should not share lanes with motorcycles, motorcyclists should not share lanes with cars. As a motorcycle rider, you can do two things to prevent lane sharing. First, you can make sure you don't try to share lanes. Don't ride between rows of stopped cars in the same lane. Anything can happen. A hand could come out of a window, a door could open, a car could turn suddenly. Second, discourage lane sharing by others. The best way to do this is to keep a center portion position whenever other drivers might be tempted to squeeze by you. Drivers are most tempted to do this in heavy, bumper-to-bumper traffic. When they want to pass you. When you are preparing to turn at an intersection. When you are about to get in an exit lane or leave a highway. If you move to the far side of your lane in these situations, you invite others to share the lane with you. Merging cars. Don't assume that drivers on an entrance ramp can see you on the highway. Give them plenty of room. Change to another lane if it is open. If there is no room for a lane change, adjust speed accordingly to open up space for the merging driver to pull into. Cars alongside. Do not ride next to cars or trucks in other lanes if you do not have to. A car in the next lane could switch into your lane without warning. Cars in the next lane also block your escape if you come upon danger in your own lane. Speed up or drop back until you find a place that is clear of traffic on both sides. Distance behind. If someone tailgates you, don't try to lose them by speeding up. You'll just end up being tailgated at a higher speed. The only safe way to handle a tailgater is to get him in front of you. When someone is following too closely, the best thing to do is change lanes and let him pass. If you can't do this, slow down and open up extra space ahead of you. This will encourage him to pass. If he doesn't pass, you will have given yourself and the tailgater more time and space to react in case an emergency does develop.